Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is in the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is by Jen Schmidt and is titled, If You're Sleepless or Struggling, Hope is on the Way. For the first time in years, I've felt a sense of overwhelm surrounding the holidays. Physical, financial, emotional, you name it. My stress simmers as I'm falling behind with unmet expectations in the whole making a list and checking it twice department. What started off as the relinquishing of long-standing family traditions held dear for decades morphed into disappointment and doubt amidst a tug of war between family opinions. My husband often jokes, everyone is entitled to their own wrong opinion. But why is it that during the most wonderful time of the year, the holidays can bring such a range of unexpected emotions? Gratitude and grief, longing and loneliness, even festive fun amidst polarizing fear. We sit in this delicate tension while simultaneously trying to realign our hearts to a kingdom perspective. It's the third evening in a row I've woken in the middle of the night. As I wrestle through the obligatory attempts to toss and turn my way back to sleep, rest eludes me. So I stumble out of bed, pour my coffee, light a candle, and snuggle under my blanket. There's a semblance of peace and rest found within this ritual, so I continue with my Advent reading. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Luke 2:8-14, NIV. I've read this passage hundreds of times, but the proclamation of our Christ child's birth hit differently amidst the solitude and silence. With a single candle lit against the cold black night, I'm sensing a kinship with the shepherds. Alert and keeping watch, I rose to receive the good news while all others slumbered and missed the announcement. You know what woke me this time? Not anxiety or anguish, shame or self-doubt. My wee hour vigil marked anticipation and adoration. Hope is on the way. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. 1 Peter 1:13, NIV. Tim Keller reminds us, human beings are hope-shaped creatures. The way you live now is completely controlled by what you believe about your future. The plethora of emotions swirling right now, the choices we're forced to face during the holidays, the messiness that comes with family and friends. I assure you that hope is on the way. Hope is on the way for the wounded and worried. Hope is on the way for fractured families and failed friendships. Hope is on the way for physical healing, emotional hurting, and mental anguish. Hope is on the way for those in an extended and oh so painful period of waiting. Hope is on the way for those dealing with infertility, unemployment, or a dreaded diagnosis. Hope is a person. His name is Jesus, our Messiah. This December, I have a new aching as I long for his arrival, don't you? With Christmas upon us, our Advent season looks back to the first coming of our Lord, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, but it doesn't end there. We look forward with greater anticipation to his second coming. This is our living hope, our expectation of what is to come, our future. He is the Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, literally God with us. My list falls by the wayside. Nothing else needs to get done because he is coming. The only one faithful to keep his promises, and that's all that matters. It took me a few weeks of restless nights to remind myself of these truths. Maybe you're still in the sleepless stage, and the holidays compound the pressure. I've learned a little something from the shepherds, and I'd be honored to help keep watch on your behalf if you're sleepless or struggling. Let me know in the comments, because hope is on the way. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13 NIV. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Join us on Thursday, December 21st for the premiere of Dayspring's Christmas movie, Miracle in Bethlehem, PA, on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. At 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, tune into Hallmark Movies and Mysteries to watch the movie, and at the same time, visit Dayspring's Facebook page to talk about the movie with other holiday movie fans. There will be trivia, Q&A, giveaways, and lots of fun. Details at encourage.me/podcast.
The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.